Nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Colin Flattery. And we're going to be talking about his book, White Girl Bleed a Lot. And it's basically a story about racial violence in America, predominantly black on white or black on Hispanic. And basically, this is something that people don't talk about, but it's a very, very real problem. And if you read the book, why, you'll be convinced there's a problem. Of course, why this is taking place, we could discuss that later. But the important thing is that this is a subject that should be discussed. It's not ordinarily discussed by the media. They talk about Trevor Martin, this poor little boy, and I don't know how many of you remember a few months ago when this little black boy was killed by a white man, sort of a neighborhood watch, and they showed night after night after night the picture of this little sweet-looking 11 or 12-year-old black boy with curly hair, and he had been suddenly killed by this violent white individual. Well, of course, it turned out that he was 17, and he had attacked suddenly the white man, and the white man was defending himself, and the police didn't want to do anything about it, but because of the media, why, the whole issue had to be taken to trial, and this was suddenly brought up a case of white against black. But of course, nobody ever talks about what's really going on behind the scenes. I think it's an important book, perhaps for different reasons. We might disagree on why these things are happening, but there's no question they are happening, and we should recognize it. Colin, thank you very much for being with us.
An honor to be here.
Why don't you give us a background? Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you wrote the book.
Well, I was a reporter for a long time, and I was known for breaking really tough stories. The biggest story I broke was I broke a story that showed that a black man who was convicted of trying to kill his white girlfriend, I showed that this guy was unjustly convicted. It was on Court TV, the LA Times, NPR. So I got him out of prison. That was a big deal. But I thought I was out of the reporting racket. But then I started seeing these stories in the Philadelphia newspapers about apparently they were teenagers, unruly teenagers, having a little bit of fun in downtown Philadelphia. It kept happening over and over again. But then I saw the YouTube videos of what the newspaper said was unruly teenagers, and it was 1,000 black people rampaging down the streets of South Philadelphia, pulling people out of cars, beating people up, going into restaurants, destroying property, stealing things. And this kept happening over and over again. And I kept asking people what was going on. And I said, it looks like a race riot to me. And they would say, no, Colin, race has nothing to do with this. So I knew that the denial and the violence together was something that people needed to talk about. So I started writing about it.
And, of course, apparently there's this game people play. You walk up to somebody and you just hit them in the face. What do they call that?
Well, some places they call that the knockout game.
The knockout
game. In Illinois, they call it polar bear hunting.
But, of course, but basically sometimes people are seriously injured by that. Sometimes they're killed by that. And
of course they are.
And this is going on not infrequently. I mean, there are already hundreds of examples of that in the book that certainly Colin has written. It's a very devastating book because we don't like to think about things like that in our country. We like to think America is different, and America was different in years past. But America is changing, and not for the better. And really, they're really dark and sinister, I would believe, spiritual forces, many of them working within our society. We're going to be back in just a moment with Colin Flaherty talking about White Girl Bleed a Lot, a very devastating book.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Colin Flaherty. He's written a book about racial violence in America, and specifically black on white violence, black gangs in many of the major cities actually carrying out all sorts of criminal activity and certainly just picking out whites for no reason at all and beating them up. Certainly a knockout game where they play very often. They'll just walk up to somebody and hit them in the face and maybe break their nose or break their maxilla. Many of these people are seriously injured for life, but many times the police don't even report these injuries as racial in origin. Oh, well, it was just black on white, or maybe the blacks are retaliating against their a discrimination, but this is a growing issue. Is what about white violence on blacks? Is this a factor?
You know, it happens so rarely that and when it doesn't bear any, it bears very little resemblance to the black on white violence and crime. And so the point of my book is not that there is no white on black violence. The point is that the black mob violence is so exponentially out of proportion that we have to say, we have to ask, what is going on? And so when somebody, the way the newspapers get around this is they say, well, Colin, we don't have any evidence that is racially motivated. And so in a way, they're right. that every crime by itself is insignificant because people don't leave a calling card saying, I am beating you up because you're white and I'm black. But when you look at them over time and you put them together, and you see how out of proportion it is, that's when we're entitled to stand back and say, race has something to do with that violence, darn it, and we just can't ignore that anymore.
But then what can we do about it? That's the problem.
Well, I tell you what's happened. I think you'll be amazed when you hear what they are doing about it. A few months ago in Maryland, the governor of Maryland, a liberal Democrat who used to be the mayor of Baltimore, named O'Malley, he was reacting to a lot of violence in Baltimore. He said, "Hey, we got to start arresting people, more people there." The mayor of Baltimore, a black woman by the name of Stephanie Rawlings, she said, "No, we don't believe in your mass incarceration anymore." And she was proud of the fact that they're arresting 50% fewer people in Baltimore today than they were just a couple of years ago. And so when you say, like, what can we do about it? There's really only one. I mean, there's either some version of midnight basketball or some version of lock them up. Well, the midnight basketball doesn't work, and they've abandoned the lock them up. So I don't know. I don't know what the future is supposed to look like.
Well, I think that basically you have to have a society where people are safe walking on the streets. I know you told one story about where a gang of blacks, or two blacks actually, went after this one young white man, but they got, as you phrased it, the wrong guy because he had a knife. He was a white guy, and basically he killed one, he wounded the other, and then, of course, everything was done to play that as if somehow he was wrong, you know, for defending himself. And using a knife to defend himself against two hooligans. Whatever happened to him? You mentioned that he was arrested. Was he ever tried or convicted for defending himself?
That gentleman was not arrested, but for 2 weeks, the people in that town of Meriden, Connecticut, there were preachers, there were friends, there were midnight prayer rallies. The parents were going around saying, this was another Trayvon. They did not arrest this guy. And the parents were going, there's a killer of black people on the loose. And, you know, just as horrible as you could imagine. 2 weeks later, the police said, oh, yeah, we kind of know what happened. And we've known for 2 weeks that these two people that attacked this guy prior to that attack, just a couple minutes before, they were part of a group of 15 black people in a park, attacked a couple of girls, broke one of their arms. All the time smoking dope, using drugs, got bored, picked out this guy coming home from work. Two of them peeled off and tried to play the knockout game. He killed one of them. And for 2 weeks, the police in this town let everybody think it was some kind of the kids were the criminals were the victim. And the victim was the criminal.
All right. Basically, did the young white boy get off? You know, was he exonerated?
He was never arrested, and it was absolutely a case. The police said it was absolutely a case of self defense. They had like 15 witnesses.
And basically, of course, this is the sort of thing that's going on, but you're not hearing about this. And basically, a lot of these young black boys are just doing it because it's fun, because they're bored, because they're looking for something to do. And they are not thinking about the implications of actually harming somebody else. And certainly, they're not certainly thinking that these people might be armed. In fact, certainly, I saw on the television this evening, Larry Pratt, who's talking about violence and racial violence and saying, what we need to do is have everybody have a weapon, because in the areas where people have weapons, you do not have the indiscriminate crime that we have certainly so widely today in Virginia, right next to Washington, D.C. The incidence of crime is very, very low because many, many people there have the right to carry a concealed weapon. And in Washington, D.C., right across the river, massive crime, one of the highest crime and murder rates in the world because the people are disarmed. Is that a possible solution?
Oh, absolutely. I get so much mail from Washington, D.C. There's a couple of places that just redeveloped. So these, you know, White House government, these government workers move into these, you know, really plush apartments. They say they look out their windows at night, and all they can see is, like, is black people outside who are just waiting to victimize them. they feel like they're prisoners in these beautiful, big, beautiful buildings. And, you know, one of the stories I talk about in the book is a white business guy in Philly. He's being beat up by one of these mobs that I was talking about. And he's being kicked and beaten, and he screams at them, "Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this?" One of the guys stopped beating him long enough to say, "It's not our fault. You can't fight." Then everybody started laughing and beating the stuffing out of the guy again. So the idea that people are going to attack somebody, visit violence on them, if they thought the guy was ready to defend themselves, it's just ridiculous. So I wasn't a Second Amendment person or a gun person before I started writing this book. Now I absolutely am, including people like Larry Pratt.
What about today, black violence on blacks? Certainly aren't many of the black people victims of this as well.
You know, absolutely. And in my book, I talk about black mob violence, and I really focus on the perpetrators. So, yeah, there's a lot of black mob, black-on-black violence. There's a lot of black-on-white, black-on-Asian, black-on-gay, black-on-women, black-on-old, black-on-young. And so I really kind of focus on that common denominator, which is what is it about black people in America today that is making their violence and lawless behavior somehow seem normal to so many people in the press? And the Associated Press writer, they asked me that exact question, and because there was black-on-black violence, he kind of dismissed the whole idea that there was any racial component to any of this violence. But there was so much resentment. The family structure is in such tatters, and then on top of that fire, you pour the gasoline of resentment that people learn at church, home, at school, that white racism is everywhere, that white racism is permanent. Good Lord, no wonder there's so much violence out there.
Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment for our guest, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And if you have a question or comment for our guest, Colin Flattery, Flaherty, why give us a call? Because it's a fascinating book, White Girl Bleed a Lot. Where did that statement come from?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 4th of July, 50 to 100 black people went into a grocery store and looted it. As many of the cases are in my book, they did it on video. They went and took their candy and groceries a couple blocks away where they ran into a couple white kids, beat them up real badly. At one point, a black woman is standing over a white woman. She motions to all of her friends, points down at the ground, and exclaims, "White girl bleed a lot." Again, everybody thought that was very funny. The police did not even take a police report that night of the crime. It kind of fits into what we were talking about earlier about cops being more reluctant to arrest. Make reports on certain kinds of crimes.
Well, but I mean, are these, if they know who the perpetrators are these people arrested? Are the criminals arrested, no matter what their color? Are the blacks who beat up other blacks, or the blacks who beat up whites being arrested?
Yeah, I know. It sounds kind of crazy even having to ask the question, right? It took a couple days before somebody went down to the police station, one of the victims, in this case, the white girl bleed a lot case, went down to the police station and she said, "Hey, did you ever find those people who beat us up the other night?" They go, "What are you talking about? We don't even have a report on that." So finally, a couple days after that, the mayor, and there was such a clamor, talk radio and alternative press, finally the mayor and police chief had to come out and go, "Oh, I think there's been a mistake here. arrest these people." So finally they got the video and they found out who the people were. But without that kind of uproar, there would have been no arrest.
Well, of course, I'm really not very happy with all these video cameras around, but certainly they serve a purpose. And with something like this, they were able to identify the perpetrators in this store of this criminal activity. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a real problem in America. I mean, what was once, when I grew up, certainly violence was very, very rare. But it's increasingly violent, and basically white and black violence was rare. It's not increasingly rare today. There's a tremendous amount of black-on-white violence. There's a tremendous amount of black-on-black violence. There's a tremendous amount of black-on-Asian violence. And, well, maybe we can talk a little bit about that when we get back and why, at least in my impression, a lot of this is happening. You'll never hear it else.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
was. But here's how he gets arrested.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. It's that the Colin is talking about what happened in Chattanooga, Tennessee, where there was an episode of racial violence. And basically, the local newspaper carried a story about this. And you pick up the story, Colin. What was the response when they tried to, of course, utilize the media to point out suddenly how wrong this racial violence was? What happened?
There were hundreds and hundreds of black people in the room who claimed that they were victims of racism, and the police action to clean up crime in their town was racist, because they knew that because every single one of the 32 people they arrested was black, that was evidence of racism, and white people were committing this crime too. And why didn't they arrest those people? And had the exact same kind of meeting in Wilmington, Delaware, that I actually attended 2 weeks ago. This is happening all over the country. There's an enormous pushback when people try to crack down on crime inside the black community. Nobody wants, a lot of black leaders, church leaders too, they don't want to hear it, that anything else than the cause of crime is white racism.
All right. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, give us a call. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I'd like to know what you out there in the audience think. Let's go to Mike, who's calling us from Scotts Valley. Hi, Mike. How are we doing?
Doing good. Good evening. Hey, I was thinking about something as I was hearing you guys talk about the topic tonight, and you know, how, well, at this point in time, it seems like we're so focused on the external that, you know, a lot of people groups think of themselves based on their color instead of the quality of their character and, well, really the spirit that comes from God as it gets through Jesus Christ. And Luke 21, it talks about, Jesus says that they ask him, when will, you know, the things that are coming on this age happen? And he says, don't let anyone mislead you, but many will come in my name claiming I'm the Messiah and saying the time has come, but don't believe them. And when you hear of wars and insurrections, don't panic. These things must take place, and the end won't come immediately. But then he added, nation will go to war against nation, or ethnos against ethnos, kingdom against kingdom.
Well, I think that we have a real problem, and I appreciate your thoughts on that. And basically, there is a strong spiritual component to what's going on. At one time, the black community was strongly Christian, but unfortunately, that influence is not there today. And that is one of the things that's going to have to be done. But when we get back from the break here that's coming up in a couple of minutes, I will express some of my thoughts. Anything else you want to say, Mike, before we let you go?
I just to end it, I wonder what the difference is going to be between all these ethnic groups when Jesus is reigning on the earth in the millennium.
Well, let's hope that we are all brothers together. God bless. Yeah, and thanks for calling. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Colin, how can people get your book? Because I've read the book. It's an excellent book. A little depressing because, of course, it tells the truth. And we don't like to see the truth. In fact, it's much easier just to live certainly devoid of what's going on. But if we don't face the problem, why, we'll never be able to address it. How can people get your book?
Book's easy to find at Barnes & Noble, easy to find at Amazon, easy to get at my website, whitegirlbleedalot.com.
What's your website again?
Whitegirlbleedalot.com.
Whitegirlbleedalot.com. That's not girls, that's whitegirlbleedalot.com. And do you have other things on your website that will help people understand what's going on?
Oh, man, I got so many videos on my website. I blog every day. A tweet every day. There's so much of this going on. I only write about it in the book, a small fraction of it. So much stuff going on. Bad stuff.
Yeah, but you actually are getting a fairly good response from your readers. What about the media? Is the media actually picking up on this at all? Or a lot of the major talk shows don't want to touch this?
I've done a lot of national shows. A lot of national media. Some of the reporters are a little skeptical. I was on a show in Minneapolis, the biggest radio station during the busiest time in Minneapolis. And I took, you know, gave the guy my little song and dance for 10 or 15 minutes about Minneapolis, a center of really intense and frequent racial violence. I said time, date, place, all these recent events. He kind of wasn't buying it. For the next 90 minutes, people called in to that radio station, lambasting him, telling him their personal experience with it. And the LA Times did a story basically saying the same thing. It's like, oh, Colin, we don't believe your story. A thousand people in the comment section said, listen, you guys have to open your eyes. This is happening. So I'm very gratified by that kind of reaction.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is a problem. It's not imaginary. It's real. And you need to face it, and we need to address the cause of why.
Now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
A moment here with Colin. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this is Colin Flaherty, his book, White Girl Bleed a Lot. Colin Flaherty, his book, White Girl Bleed a Lot. And that was simply said by a black girl who was looking down at this white girl who's just been beaten up, and the remark that she made. Our telephone number, if you're out in the listening audience, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But the last thing we need in America, if we are going to survive as a civilized society, is racial violence or racial hatred. And basically, there are some things that need to be faced and addressed, and I hope that I can help perhaps shed some light on this, because this is something that's very close to my heart. But go ahead. I suddenly, Colin was just talking about, before I rudely interrupted you, pick up the story.
Well, I was just going to suggest that one of the reasons that this violence flourishes is because of the secrecy around it. And the psychiatrists tell us we're only as sick as our secrets. So what are we more secretive about than race and violence? And so by you and I talking about it right now and without racism or rancor or apologies, so my question is, can this secrecy and the sickness that's attached to this violence survive if we talk about it and everybody knows about it? I don't think it can.
Well, I think that if you're out there in the audience, you have some thoughts, I'd love to hear from you, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But let me simply put my view of this. I have a little different view of it, and I think that it's important people understand there's far more to this than you're ever going to get through regular channels, and that's why you listen to Radio Liberty, because you want the news behind the news, the story behind the story. And basically, of course, as many of you know, I spent many years working in the AIDS epidemic and trying to stop its unnecessary spread in the United States because we were not using the standard public health techniques. And I shall have to admit that when Dr. Lorraine Day and I started out together working in this, why we really thought this epidemic was going to explode in the white community. It did not explode in the white community. It exploded in the black community. In fact, if you look at the CDC statistics, almost 50% of all the people with AIDS in the United States are black. Why is that? I mean, certainly this epidemic is decimating the black population of Africa. In many of the areas there, why 25% of the adult population is infected, and they're all going to die sooner or later, probably much sooner there than they do here. And, of course, why is this? Well, because this is a genetically engineered disease. And certainly we have the documentation on that, a book called Full Disclosure, written by a man who actually was told by one of the people who created the disease, and the disease is designed to infect blacks, not whites. And you can go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, and read my article, AIDS, the Untold Story, and we give you the scientific background. We give you where you can look this up in the scientific literature. There's genetic differences between black and white, and blacks have genes that we don't, and that predisposes them to get the disease. And if we only have one of the two genes, why? Well, we have difficulty getting the disease. If we have none of the genes, why? We won't get the disease. As promiscuous as you want to be, this disease is designed to kill blacks because there really are people who want to kill blacks. And people say, why, who in their right mind will want to do that? And it is my contention, nobody in their right mind, ladies and gentlemen. But of course, the largest clinical study ever done in the United States, or scientific study, the largest scientific study ever done in the United States was done on black children and white children and Hispanic children. And I told Colin about this, but I want to repeat it on for our audience. 450,000 children, 450,000 children. 450,000 children had fingertips, and then they took the blood and they analyzed it for lead. And they wanted to determine the level of lead in the blood. Why? Because if you have lead you're in your blood, you have lead encephalopathy, and you're not going to think right. Your brain is going to be altered. And, of course, this has to do with water fluoridation using hydroflow silicic acid. If you fluoridate the water, it doesn't make any difference. If you fluoridate it with hydroflow silicic acid, which is what they do with 90% of the water fluoridation, why, of course, then, of course, why they found out that in white children and those areas where they were fluoridating the water with hydroflow silicic acid, the level of lead in the blood doubled. In Hispanic children, went up 4 times, and black children went up 6 times. So they all have lead encephalopathy. And then, of course, Dr. Roger Masters of Dartmouth, I believe that's his name, but we've talked to him several times. He actually basically then analyzed the of criminal activity in those areas, and in the areas where they fluoridate the water with hydroflow silicic acid, skyrocketing criminal activity on the parts of the blacks. In the other areas, just like anybody else, And you're never going to hear that story. You can check this out. We've got the documentation on it. Anybody who wants to get it, Dr. Roger Masters, certainly his work is pivotal to this. And I've talked to him, and I said, why doesn't anybody talk about this? He said, I don't know. He said, you know, I've published this, peer review articles. I'm a professor. I'm a sociologist. I'm not a criminologist. But the criminal activity in those areas where they certainly have this lead encephalopathy are very, very high. 450,000 children, the largest study ever done, and you're never going to hear about it. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you want this sort of criminal activity to continue and you want more in the way of racial violence, why you just do nothing and just ignore what I'm saying, but I really believe this is an important issue. We pass the message on to Al Sharpton, at least to the black people we've encountered, and to and certainly to other black leaders, Jesse Jackson, we've never heard back. Let's go ahead and talk to Barbara, calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Barbara, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do. I mean, Colin, are there certain areas of the country where this violence is, you know, more prevalent than others?
Racial violence is greater in areas where racial minorities are more present, but it's surprising where it is. Springfield, Missouri. You ever been there? The most bucolic place you can get. How about there's a college in Saratoga Springs, New York. About as upper scale as you can get. They have it there. And so all I can tell you is that, you know, there's such resentment and there's such hostility between the races now that, wherever the race is next, this is where you find it.
And basically, this is the last thing we want. Basically, we should all be Americans, and the black leaders should be speaking out. I mean, certainly, the vast majority of the black people are wonderful people, but unfortunately, many of them really are swept up into this whole idea that they're being discriminated against. And basically, as a white individual, I don't think there's a great deal of racism. I think racism, as it's existed when I was a boy, doesn't really exist in the white community. But it's growing in the black community because they honestly believe that they're being targeted. And the thing is that they are being targeted. And exactly the way that I said, and you'll never hear this mentioned elsewhere. That's why people listen to our program. Anything else, Barbara?
No, I was just, asking that, see whether it was a difference in the population.
I haven't heard anything at Santa Cruz, let's put it that way.
Safe. That's the thing, because I go downtown, I go to the stores, I go on the street, and I, come across, black people. And we will strike up conversations with people I've never known, I've never met. I've never met anybody who was, wasn't friendly. And I'm just wondering what it is that is perpetrating this whole aspect of the racial discrimination between people. Because I don't know,
but there's so many videos that I linked to in the book, so many witnesses, so many victims. It's really not a question of what's happening anymore. It's really now a question of why.
Yeah. Okay, Barbara, anything else you'd like to ask?
I just have a whole horrible feeling that somewhere along the line that this is being perpetrated to turn people against people in the United States.
The whole idea is to turn American against American, black against white. They're doing a great job.
We need to come together.
Yeah, absolutely.
As one people, because that's what we are. Color does not matter.
You're absolutely right. And most of the black people I know are wonderful, wonderful people. But of course, we don't fluoridate our water here either. Anyway,
that's true too.
And in fact, here in Santa Cruz, the far left and the far right joined together and were able to defeat certainly those people who wanted to fluoridate our water. At least we don't have to worry about that one problem. God bless you, Barbara. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
And let's go to Ron calling us from Washington State. Our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and you know what really bothers me is I've told this story about the water fluoridation in the blacks a dozen times on the radio. I've never yet had one person call and ask for the documentation. We have it. I've never heard anybody call and ask for it. Ron, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir, and just a comment. I believe the problem is a theological one.
Okay, I certainly that is a large part of this. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. I think the preachers need to be preaching against sin. And, of course, that would help keeping families together. The last verse in the Old Testament, I bring the hearts of the children, the fathers, and the hearts of the fathers of the children, or I will place a curse on the land. Well, guess what? It's cursed. They have kids growing up without dads and without male influence, and it is absolutely devastating some of our populations. By the way, I was down in L.A. very recently. I went to two all-black churches, and I'm somewhat fairer skin than most of them, and I was welcomed openly.
Sure.
And they were very, very friendly. The only problem is so many of those people watch television. And when you do, you're walking in the council of the ungodly, and you have the ungodly converting the church people instead of the Christians converting the world. And that's a big problem that I see.
You're absolutely right. You won't get you won't get one little bit of argument for us. And what we need, of course, is a great revival in America. What we need is to join black and white together and understanding what this is about. We have a common enemy, and these people are inherently evil. God bless, and thanks very much. Anything else you want to say, Ron?
Yes, our enemy is Satan.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. God bless. Okay, let's go to Sandra, who's calling us from Yakima, Washington. Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Colin, do you have any comment at all? I don't mean to ignore you. Call in and talk about the religious or spiritual component of what's going on. What do you think on that?
I'm very fascinated to hear all the comments, but I will tell you one thing. I am absolutely astonished how many. Yeah, I was also hopeful that the black preachers would be preaching against this. I am also astonished at the number of black preachers who preach resentment, hostility, racial violence from the pulpit in the mold of Reverend Wright, who is basically a rock star who's still very active in all these churches.
I share your concern. What we need are people who have a fear of the Lord and preach it from that point of view rather than trying to foment certainly racial hatred because it rallies people behind them. Okay, God bless. Let's go to Sandra calling from Yakima. Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hi, Sandra. Do you have a question or comment? Sandra from Yakima.
I had a question. Dr. Stan, for calling. So the AIDS virus has absolutely nothing to do with monkeys?
Well, basically, you're asking me? No, basically, this is a man-made disease. Okay, anything else? If you can read my article, AIDS, untold story. You'll find it on my website, radioliberty.com. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Stan. Good night.
Okay, fine. And certainly our guest is a colon flat. Flaherty, and Cola, let's get your book one more time.
Easy to find. White Girl Bleed a Lot, easy to find on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the finer bookstores.
All right,
even
fine.
In Yakima.
All right, fine. How long has the book been out?
The latest edition came out in October, but there's another edition prior to that. But there's so much more material. I put out a new edition, new publisher, WorldNet Daily Books. So the book is just really finding its way into a lot of places. You know what? A lot of people buy a book, they read it, then they give it to their friends. So instead of having this discussion over the dinner table, which can get kind of heated when you talk about race, people just give them the book and they say, "Here, read this."
Well, I'm so glad that WorldNet Daily has picked this up. Certainly. The publisher there is a good friend, and they're doing a great job of getting information out you're not getting elsewhere. So if you're out there in the listening audience and you don't suddenly get the WorldNet Daily, certainly you can get their articles regularly without charge. And so you just go up on the internet, sign into their website, and then pull down on a regular basis the material they set out. They do a wonderful, wonderful job of getting information out you're not going to get through other channels, and certainly we subscribe to WorldNet Daily because we think that the information they have is vitally, vitally important. I'm just so very, very pleased that you're having an opportunity to get your material out through WorldNet Daily. And basically, of course, as you talk to people suddenly across the country, do you think, Katal, there's any way we're going to be able to reach the black ministers? Are we going to be able to reach the black leaders? I haven't had any success at all. Have you?
There are a lot of black people, a lot of black leaders who really feel imprisoned by this racial paradigm that they feel that is really controlling them. And so, yeah, a lot of people are trying to break out of that, trying to say, hey, who says that just because we're black, we have to be the relentless victims of this racism? So I do see a lot of hope there. I see a lot of very powerful and articulate black leaders, from Jesse Lee Peterson, Tlaib Stark, Thomas Sowell. A lot of hope there. I'm just hopeful that if we tell the truth in a candid fashion, without hate, spoken with love, like the good book says, I don't know what can prevail against that.
Well, of course, the biggest thing we need right now is a revival, a spiritual revival in America. If I've been at this for 50 years now, over 50 years, and I'm firmly convinced that if we don't have a spiritual revival, the America we've known is going to disappear and disappear forever. But because of my hope, my prayer is that what we do here may, in a small way, contribute to an increased understanding of what's going on. And there's certainly other people doing exactly what we're doing, and certainly people there at WorldNet Daily, other conservative ministries, dozens of them, are actually trying to get the word out and make people understand that the last thing we want is to have a situation where American is turned against American. And the black certainly is as much American as we are, certainly we're in this together. It's time we took America away from what I believe are the dark spirits of forces that dominate the media. It's time we took America back. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-332-3555. 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I do hope you enjoyed our interview with Colin Flaherty. And basically, of course, if you have interested in the background of what we're talking about, this organized effort to use water fluoridation to destroy certainly the minds, certainly, of our black population. And you must understand that this is the largest study ever done. How could you have this largest study and everybody ignores the results, where we're seeing definite correlation between criminal activity and water fluoridation using hydrofluo silicic acid, done by, as I remember, certainly Roger Masters of Dartmouth. And basically, the fact that most people have never heard of this is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exist today over what the American people think and believe. Well, this is the time when certainly we hope that many of you out there will want to get our material. Well, of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you haven't heard our talks on population control, certainly the secret agenda, Agenda 21, the covert plan. If you'd like to get our interviews with Roger Masters, they are available on CD, as are his articles. And certainly scientific journals, it's all verified, the strong relationship between the water fluoridation with hydrofluo silicic acid and criminal activity. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that as of 1995, 1 in 3 young black men between the ages of 20 and 29 was in prison, probation, or parole in the United States. And that was the last year those statistics were ever compiled. Why? Because the last thing they want you to know, certainly, is the frequency with which black people are imprisoned today. And I believe a lot of this has to do with, certainly, lead intoxication. Of course, they're poisonous. With aluminum, certainly, there's aluminum in the radically increasing in our environment. Certainly, it's gone up some 2,000%, at least according to Rosalind Peterson, talking about this, and where they actually went all over the world or spent years going biopsying with whales. They found the instant level of aluminum in the fins of whales had gone up 2,000%. And basically, of course, the aluminum's getting into our trees and into our fruits and into our vegetables, into our soil, and into us because we breathe it in, because it comes down from the skies, because it's in the jet fuel, ladies and gentlemen. And if you doubt that, please go up on the internet and simply type in jet fuel aluminum. You'll find out there's a nanoluminum in the aluminum, nanoluminum in the jet fuel. And then, of course, the mercury, they put that certainly into our teeth. They know what it does. We come exposed to all sorts of mercury, and basically there's just no safe level of mercury. Why would they do that? Well, very simply, if you want to poison and want to destroy a nation, why, you poison the water and you poison the food and you poison the air, and they're doing all of these things. And the average person finds it so difficult to believe that this could really be going on in America today, when we have an FDA and we have a CDC. Those organizations are part of the problem, ladies and gentlemen. We have some of the finest bureaucrats that money could buy. And if you work for the government, you're sworn to secrecy and you don't dare tell the truth. You need to get the information. And you need, of course, to get my talk on AIDS, I should say, on Agenda 21, the covert plan. There's a syllabus that goes with that, an excellent syllabus. We recommend you get the syllabus and the talk, and then check the syllabus out and document what we've said. That's Agenda 21, the covert plan. Again, the number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And behind all of this are powerful spiritual forces. as we truly are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Our number 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com. We ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Join the Radio Liberty family if you can, but if not, pray for our provision and protection. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of William Robson, and we're going to be talking about his book, Elevated Threat. Hi, William. How are you tonight?
Good evening, sir. Thank you for having me on.
Why don't you give us a little of the background behind your book, why you wrote it, and certainly what you're talking about is the terrorist threat, and you're suggesting there may be a group of people out there who have an intense hatred of America. They're true believers. They want to destroy America, and they may be plotting or could be plotting some sort of a disruption of the very structure of our society. Would that be something, would that be a valid interpretation of what your message is?
Yes, sir. That's a vague recollection of what the book's about. I have a strong military background, and both my children are biochemists, and I spent 35 years as a computer scientist. So I kind of combined all those things, and I have a intense love for knowledge and finding out what's really out there and what's behind the story. Kind of like the your radio broadcast here. I like to dig a little bit below the surface and find out if what we're being told is true and if there's more to the story than we see with our obvious eyes.
Well, are we being told the truth? Is there a danger to America, and where does that danger come from?
Well, what's interesting is if you think back and in fact, if you just ask people, what's a picture of a terrorist? Typically, they'll give you the image that the news is broadcast over and over, which is, a 20-something-year-old man running around the desert firing off his AK-27. And, that image is kind of burned in our head. And I started to think, why is it that they zero in on that and not, some of the masterminds or, some of the other people that might be behind some of the plots? And, I think there's a couple of reasons. One is if we think of it in those simple terms, that gives us a little bit of reassurance that, we're on top of things and we are in control of what's going on because we think of ourselves as, intelligent, and we certainly throw enough money at our security teams, and we certainly put enough effort and
But are we doing what's really the right sort of thing? In fact, basically, we've heard a couple of times in this last week where the supreme military leader of Iran, in a conference with John Kerry, our Secretary of State, and John Kerry simply made remarks to the effect that if Iran suddenly did not cut back certainly on their nuclear production, on their production of refined uranium, or if they certainly were working to create a nuclear weapon, why we would simply have the alternative. And the inference was that we would bomb their nuclear facilities. And the leader certainly of the Iranian of Sunni military said, you know, there are many of us here who really are certainly dedicated. We are totally dedicated to Allah and to his plan. And we would welcome, in many respects, this happening, because I can assure you, Mr. Kerry, that if you were to attack our nuclear facilities, we would retaliate, and certainly there would be a devastation for America. And basically, when we see the leaders of other countries just saying, you know, we're not going to put up with your foolishness, basically, we are vulnerable. I think we're very vulnerable to an EMP attack, and I personally believe Iran has the weapons. I think they've had them for a long time. I was told 20 years ago by a key government official that they had nuclear weapons at that time. I'm sure they have the sophisticated satellites to put them up. They have the sophisticated missiles. I think America is very vulnerable today to attack. But we're going to simply talk to our guest, William Robson, get his views on this, because he's been studying this for some time. But ladies and gentlemen, we live in uncertain times, very uncertain times.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Be right back.
Yes, sir.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, is William Robson. We're talking about his book, The Elevated Threat. And basically, he has certainly written a novel about what he feels is a threat, a very real threat to America. He points out that there are many things that could be done to disrupt this country. One thing that could be disrupt our monetary system. Another would be simply to actually disseminate some sort of a biological warfare agent. And basically, this would not be that difficult to do. And basically, if you stop and think, certainly the September 11th attack, 2001, we're the almost 12, close to 13 years from then, and we've had relatively little in the way of violence in America all during that time. There are terrible things going on throughout the rest of the world. They focus our attention on the four people who died at Benghazi. Four people died at Benghazi. Who is responsible? Ladies and gentlemen, over 130,000 innocent civilians have been slaughtered in Syria because of our policies there, because we're financing a revolution. We're bringing people in from all over the world and funding them as they're killing. And basically, of course, the government responds, and a lot of civilians, over 130,000 civilians have died. And we talk about Benghazi over and over and over again. And they focus our attention on Benghazi and on the ambassador who died and the special forces who died. And 130,000 people we totally ignore. 130,000 innocent people and more dying every day and starving to death and being raped and tortured, many of them by the very people that we're financing over there. These jihadists we're bringing in from all over the world into Syria to fight a war for us, a proxy war for us. We never talk about it. And I believe God's going to bring his judgment on America and the American people because of that. But William, why don't you tell us about your book and your story and your interpretation of what may happen in the year 2015 for this story you tell in your novel?
Sure. Well, first of all, I'd like to say I totally agree with your assessment there. You know, we concentrate our news and the information that we get on the things that are directed against us, and we try to make a political play out of everything that happens. And unfortunately, when we do that, we ignore the, you know, sad loss of life around the world, and you know, like you pointed out, it's just unfortunate that we have to follow that path, and I totally agree with you. But I think the one thing we can learn, though, from attacks like Benghazi or, you know, even 9/11 or some of the things that's gone on, I think we need to find out or ask ourselves, you know, have we developed a complacency that, A, we know who it is our enemy is, we know where they're at, and we feel like our security forces can handle everything. Unfortunately for that, there's a, you know, strong political component that's built into that. There's a strong financial component that's built into it. And then there's the certain malaise that comes over the public. You know, if an event hasn't happened like it hasn't in the United States for quite a while, people, you know, go back to their daily lives and they're fairly comfortable and they don't, you know, think much of, you know, the events that happen around the world. And that's kind of sad. And, you know, one of the things in my book that I try to point out is if, you know, the people that are causing some of these things overseas, if they did get together and direct their wrath, if you will, against us here in America, you know, how would we respond? Would we be that stoic, you know, get your back up straight and take it head on? Or would we fall apart and start blaming everybody and pointing fingers and,
well, I think that's a very interesting point. Here we are almost 13 years since the September 11th attack. Not quite that, but certainly we're well along. Many, many years since the September 11th attack. And we just haven't had the attacks here in America. Why haven't we had the attacks if all these people are out there all across the world hating us, certainly, and agitating against us? And why aren't the terrorists attacking America? Certainly, they're attacking over there in Iraq, all sorts of violence there almost on a daily basis, and all sorts of, as I say, 130,000, almost 130,000 people certainly killed by the people we're paying there in Syria, certainly between 50 and 100,000 killed in Libya. We don't know how many tens of thousands in Tunisia or in Egypt, but an awful lot of people have died in all those countries, and we were worry about the four people who died at Benghazi. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And William has written certainly a book suggesting that maybe there's a group of people somewhere in the world who might simply begin putting their minds together, brilliant scientists, to come up with an attack on America. And that is the subject of the book. Would that be a fair assessment?
Yes, sir, it would.
Okay, you pick up the story from there. So what are they going to do?
Okay, so, you know, I think one of the other major lessons that we can learn from what's happened in the past is, you know, we need to begin to understand to expect the unexpected. You know, if you think about their goals, they have one goal. And if you think about their civilization, they've been around for 5,000 years. And they are, you know, will allow things to fester multi-generational, and they'll keep that singular goal and they'll stick with it. Whereas in America and Western world, you know, we're pretty much a quarterly based economy. We can't really think past the next 3 months. You know, if something trends on Twitter, that's all anybody can talk about. And we don't really think about the long term, and we don't really think about the fact that somebody out there is willing to literally die for their cause. And that's almost a foreign thought to us. And so we have to almost convince ourselves to think in the way that they might be thinking against us. And, you know, you mentioned all these atrocities across the world. Well, a lot of that, you know, is themselves against each other. And so they don't really direct it at us. And I think the higher up the food chain you go, I like to call them the intelligent jihadis. You know, the farther up the food chain you go, they're less willing to expose themselves until they believe that they actually have something that is going to work. You know, a lower level person will strap a bomb to his chest and go stand in the middle of a railroad station and blow himself up.
Well, because, and you know, basically the question is, why haven't they done something more dramatic since September 11th? And, of course, I am firmly convinced, having watched Building 7 come down about 50 times, that certainly we've not been told the truth about what happened. It looks to me very much certainly not like a building coming down because it was on fire. No building on fire ever came down the way building number 7 did. And so why haven't we had more in the way, certainly, of terrorist attacks on America in the intervening years? Chris, your contention is that they are going to be conspiring, intelligent people, and they are intelligent people, and the Muslim people are very dedicated, and they really believe in their religion, and I believe many of them really believe that America is the great Satan, and they would like to see something devastating happen to us. I don't think they're going to precipitate anything because they realize the retaliation, but if we were to strike them, I would fear that they would strike back at us, wouldn't you?
They do have some capabilities. We know, for example, you know, their internet capabilities. There are computer scientists out there that, you know, they're dedicated day and night to figure out how to break into our systems and steal our identity and disrupt our systems any way they can. And there's a great fear across the intelligence community that they've already planted viruses and worms and things that, you know, could be unleashed against us. And that's clearly one of the things in my book. I have a whole section on, you know, what they can do from the electronic side of things.
What sort of things can they do electronically that would disrupt the financial and business structure of America?
Sure. So the way that, you know, stock trade markets work right now is what they call ETFs, or electronic trade machines. And these, you know, aren't seen. You know, when you look at the stock market, you see, you know, you think of people that are in bright colored jackets and they're down on the floor of the exchange and they're yelling and singing. All that stuff's a nice, quaint, antiquated vision of what the stock market's all about. It's actually run by, you know, these what's called high frequency trade machines, and they move around hundreds of millions of dollars just in a blink of an eye. And so one of the storylines in the book is that they're able to break into one of these and change the way it works just slightly in an algorithm. And the way all the machines work is as one makes a trade, all the other machines take a look at that and they weigh, you know, what that trade meant, and then they counter with whatever their, you know, new position is. And so if you had a machine that was, you know, for like lack of a better word, a rogue machine that was able to manipulate the market, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars could disappear in a blink of an eye. And we've actually seen occurrences of that over the years. And it, fortunately for us, it wasn't nefarious in nature. It was machines that had, you know, had problems and went wrong. And we saw, you know, stocks drop, you know, precipitously 20% in the blink of an eye. And it took them a long time to explain and a long time to get that money back. So imagine if that was what happened in a mistake or an accident. You know, just think if one of those was controlled even for a brief short period of time, with somebody with evil intent, you know, we could see untold amounts of money just disappear within, you know, hours.
Well, I certainly share your concern. I really think that with the electronics that we have, since most of the money that we're dealing with is not real money, it's all electronic, it's simply banking entries, and certainly the amount of actual currency in circulation has very little to do with all the money that is held electronically in banks. I would think that this whole house of cards could come down very, very readily, and we should all be concerned about it. I don't really feel comfortable having, because I don't have that much money, but if I did, I would be very, very loath and very concerned about having a deposit in banks today, wouldn't you?
I certainly share your concern about having a lot of money to lose. I'm in the same boat. But, you know, if you think about money, you know, if you pull out a dollar bill and look at it, it's a piece of paper with ink on it. And the only value that money has is what people place on it. So in other words, if you and I think that dollar bill is worth the same amount of money, we can share it and we can trade it and we can, you know, have a kind of a barter system that makes sense. But if something were to happen in our monetary system where people lost faith, right, in that money system because somebody else controlled it, you can imagine the run on the banks. I mean, it would make 1929 look like a, you know, a walk in the park. And so that's kind of where these guys come in. They're thinking beyond the typical, you know, let's just create an event. Let's create an event that creates a social upstir.
And because this is this basis of your story about this group of people who are intent upon disrupting our society, the so-called true believers, what you call them in your book. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And certainly our guest, William Robson, has written a book. Certainly about the elevated threat, about what he feels a very real threat of a massive terrorist attack on America coming next year.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866 866- 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess it's William Robson. His book is Elevated Threat. He's talking really about the danger of a terrorist attack on America. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And William, how can people get copies of your book? How can people get in touch with you? Do you have a website?
I do, sir. My website is whatifnews.com. And the book is available, it's published through Audio Inc. Publishing, and it's available through all the major bookstores, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iTunes, etc. And, of course, you can get it as an ebook or as a paperback.
All right, fine. Of course, the question comes up in my mind is, why haven't we had more in the way of really terrorist threats here and or terrorist attacks in the United States since September 11th of 2001? We've had a few, but very, very few terrorist attacks with all these people out throughout the world, supposedly, who hate us. Why haven't we had more in the way of attacks?
Yeah, that's a really good question, and I think the answer to that is one, it's really, really hard. You know, we do have the biggest security system in the world, and we do have our fingers looking all through the world for people that are out to get us. And, of course, the ones, you know, that have happened, like the Boston Marathon bombing and stuff, you know, those are, you know, kind of lone wolf people that have taken it on themselves to, you know, do something on their own. But to put together a more specific threat is a lot more difficult, but I think there have been things that have kind of gone under the radar. If you look at some of the attacks on our internet, some of the security breaches that we've had, you know, we've traced a lot of those back to some people that you know, Iran's got an entire group in their military that does nothing but do electronic eavesdropping and leave electronic attacks and. I think they're a lot more prevalent than most people, including myself, know about. I know about quite a few of them, but I'm sure there's way more out there that I don't know. And so a lot of the more intelligent jihadists, you know, are trying to attack us from afar, if you will. So they're trying to get us electronically. They're trying to get us in the ways that aren't, you know, as obvious and don't show up in the news. They try to sway public opinion. You know, you brought up earlier in the show that, you know, they'll work with, you know, our Secretary of State and try to convince him to go one way or another. And of course, there's a lot of behind the scenes action that goes on at that level that, you know, we never do hear about. I have no doubt that there's a huge amount of influence being played that way. But the idea of the book really was that, you know, an opportunity presented itself and these people were ready and they've been laying low all this time because they're waiting for the proper opportunity. And if you think about, you know, the low-level operative, the guy with the backpack bomb, you know, he thinks he's going to change the world when he walks down the street and sets off that bomb. Well, of course, he's really not. He's going to affect the people on that block. But as far as the entire country, he's not going to make a, you know, even a, other than a couple of days on the news. So the people that really want to affect things for a long term, well, they're going to sit back and they're going to wait until they think they have the upper hand. And, you know, that's kind of the story of the book is at some point in time, they think they have the upper hand. They have the particular plan that's going to work. They have the ability, intelligence-wise, to twist and turn, you know, our security teams. And so they're waiting for that, you know, that proper moment to strike. And I like to use the analogy, you know, I used to do a lot of scuba diving in my day, and I'd go out in the water, and people, you know, would say, well, aren't you afraid of those sharks that you see out there? And I'd say, you know, I'm not really afraid of the sharks that I see. It's the sharks that I don't see that I'm afraid of. And I think that's kind of the thing here. You know, we know they're there. The question is, are we ready for them when they finally come after us?
And certainly I think that is a very, very real factor. Do you think that suddenly there will be serious terrorist attacks on America? Here we are 12 and a half years into this so-called war on terrorism, and basically, Chris, life goes on here in America. It's almost as if the terrorist attack is not a real threat or isn't going to disrupt us.
Absolutely. That's one of the, you know, things they have on their side. Like I said, they're very single-minded. You know, how they achieve it and over how much time it takes them to achieve it is, you know, not really a concern. We've got copies of their communications between each other saying, you know, if it doesn't happen this month and it happens next month, or if it's next year or next decade, you know, they're not concerned with that because they think that, you know, time is irrelevant. It's the end result that matters.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you're out there, you have a question or comment on this subject. But are we going to be having some serious threats on America? Or certainly is are we going to keep going on as we have? Certainly, William in his book gives the theoretical story of certainly a group of people, so-called true believers, who actually are plotting on how they're going to disrupt life in America. Here we are this far into this war on terrorism, and very little has happened. If you have a question, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We have Mike with us from Scotts Valley. And, of course, our guest is William Robson. We're talking about his book, Elevated Threat. And, of course, he believes that there's a threat from a group of true believers out there or a threat of terrorists attacking America. Mike, did you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I did. William, it's for you. It's an interesting topic. When you mentioned about the nano trading and algorithm trading on the stock market, you know, from my point of view, spiritually, that's influenced by, has a vulnerability being influenced by Luciferian influences or spiritual principalities and powers. But my question to you was, do you see the vulnerability of relying on the power grid in our lifestyle, that would be really one of the ways that would be attacked by these forces? And, you know, my question to you is, in this season, do you think that we should be weaning ourselves off of a lifestyle that's reliant on the power grid?
Are you suggesting, Mike, that the power grid might go down, and under those circumstances, the life as we know it would be quite untenable, would be totally altered? Is that your question?
Yes, sir.
Okay, fine. Well, have you thought about that at all, William? Do you have any thoughts at all about very real threat to suddenly the power grid, either from an EMP attack or certainly from the possibility of a solar flare? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, hi, Mike. First of all, thanks for the question. That's a good question. You know, there's been several studies done on what would happen if the power grid went down. And, you know, we're not very good at doing things without power. If you think about what happens in your area, if you've ever had the power go out for several days after a storm, it doesn't take very long for people to lose their, sense of, modern living and they're so used to having everything in the refrigerator and everything with the lights on and the TV going. And obviously that's just the tip of the iceberg, but, you know, that is definitely one of the things that the security teams are working on feverishly. I can tell you that a lot of the equipment is very, very old, and a lot of the software that is built into those things are even more than antiquated. I mean, you'd be surprised at how simple a lot of that stuff is. And so, you know, I don't actually talk about it in the book per se, but the same type of thing could happen very easily. And I know there's a huge amount of effort going into trying to secure those things. Unfortunately, I'd like to tell you that it's all safe and secure and been taken care of, and the reality is it isn't. And there's areas in the country where, you know, better than others, but you can imagine if a metropolitan area like, say, L.A. or New York were to lose power for a couple hours, what kind of, you know, craziness would ensue. And I guarantee you they're trying everything they can to get at those.
Okay, fine. Okay, let's go to Jessica, who's calling us from Cincinnati, Ohio. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Jessica, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, I this is my first time listening.
Oh, your first time listening? My goodness, we're on every evening for 2 hours. We hope that you'll become a regular listener, but go right ahead.
I will. When we're talking about terrorists, I mean, not only not, you know, coming from overseas or what have you, but what about the people here on our own soil?
You're suggesting that domestic terrorists, some of the Muslims living in this country might be involved. Is this what you're suggesting?
Yes, and not only Muslims, but other people as well, Americans.
All right, fine.
So, I mean, there's a lot of things that are going on underhandedly that we don't or not aware of. And the only way that we can be aware of, you know, we're constantly investigating and and speaking, but sometimes it can get kind of scary when you start delving in and what these people are doing. I watched a documentary, I think it was some years ago. You've heard of secret societies, things of that nature, but it's all about having control. And, it's just coming. These are just the times, and it's coming. And I just want to know, when you wrote this book or what have you, what investigations or what studies have you done to come to this conclusion?
Well, okay. Do you have any thoughts at all on that, William? Basically, Jessica's wondering what suddenly she's concerned there might be some people in this country that would suddenly be trying to disrupt the infrastructure of our society. What are your thoughts on that? These are not Muslim terrorists, but these would be domestic terrorists.
Right. Hi, Jessica. Thanks for the question. That is a very real threat. In the book, actually, a lot of the people come from lots of different countries. And the idea there really is the ideology that some of these people have, isn't geographically bound. I mean, you don't have to come from Pakistan to have that same thought process. It could be right here from Alabama, or it could be from Sweden. That's one of the things I think that we oversimplify. We try to tie this down to, one part of the world, in the Middle East. And the reality is it comes from all over. And like I said, in the book, I actually have one of the characters comes from Sweden, for example. So it's not just, like I say, where you're from or how you're raised. It's more about the ideology that you adopt and you believe and what it is you're trying to create.
What is the thrust of this group of true believers that you describe? What motivates them to want to disrupt America and the book?
Right. Well, it goes back a long ways, and they feel that they've been blighted. In the book, there actually are Muslims, but this is a unique group that feels like we've oppressed their societies for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. And we have, in many ways. The Western world has taken over their lands. We've taken their oil. We've oppressed them in many different ways. And in fact, I have one whole chapter that's called The Manifesto, and it's their declaration of why they're coming after us. And I think it's an interesting read for people that follow such things, because it kind of lays out just exactly what it is they're after and why they're doing it. I do take a long time, more than we have here on the radio, to kind of go into it, but basically it's the oppression that we've had on them for years and years. And they're taught through their studies that they're chosen race, and they have the right to, if nothing else, have their own domain. And we've kind of taken that over. So this is their way of getting even or settling the scores, I guess, from past aggression.
Yeah.
Does that answer you, Jessica?
Yes. I mean, I agree. But biblically speaking, too, I've always known, or you read that we will always have problems with people that are in the Middle East. And I think the reason why, of course, we've been in such a blessed country is because we were founded on, Judeo-Christianity. And even though we've had our faults as well, I mean, it's just that, that's just the way it has been. We have been a blessed country. And just like you said, some people feel like they've been oppressed, or, that we don't deserve or what have you. But it's just unfortunate.
I agree with you totally. Okay, fine. Thank you very much for calling, Jessica.
I hope you
become a regular listener. Do you have anything else to say, William, before we let you go here?
Just one thing. And I think, one thing that I've heard over and over and over from people that have read the book and sent me comments was that it was kind of a wake-up call. They didn't realize that there was groups of people out there that aren't the ones that they see on the evening news, that were intelligent, that are very thought-provoking, and they're kind of lying in wait, and they didn't realize they're there. And so I think the book's really opened their eyes to a lot of people, to a new type of threat, and that's kind of why I call the book Elevated Threat, because it is a difference. It's not something we've seen before, and once people expose it to the light, they begin to see that, there's something else out there and something we ought to be thinking about.
I think we live in very, very uncertain times, and I think that the America that we've known, the America that I grew up in, certainly doesn't exist today. I share your concern. I think that the very difficult times lie ahead. And basically, right now, of course, our guest is William Robson. His book is Elevated Threat. And we certainly, is there anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
No, but I do appreciate Dr. Stan having me on. I hope that some of your listeners will, think about the future and, think about what's to come. And, the book really doesn't have any political motivations, and there's nothing that says, this is right or this is wrong. It's really just a portrait of, what one possibility could be for us. And, I think it's good, like I said, for people to open their eyes and, get an idea of what the world could be, and then they can make up their own mind if they want to go that way or not.
All right. God bless. And thank you very much for being with us this evening. God bless. And well, this is Dr. Stan. And Sydney, if you're out there in the listening audience, we're going to do open lines the rest of the evening. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. And I really feel that basically America is in real trouble today, primarily because America has abandoned God. And I think we're having real trouble financially. I think we're having real trouble morally. I think we're having real trouble spiritually. And basically, as you look and see what's happening, the world that I grew up in back in the 1930s, 1940s, just doesn't exist today. And you certainly look and see what's going on. Why, of course, when I was growing up, why the power of the federal government was limited. Our people were moral. This was a Christian nation. America is no longer a Christian nation, and these things did not happen. And the reason that this has happened is because there's a very small subversive group that has gained control of our government, and they have their people planted within the military. They have their people planted within our banks, and there are really only six major banks that control 67% of the financial assets of our nation, and that is J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo. Six banks control 67% of the financial assets of our nation. The other 5,500 or so banks certainly make up the rest of it. Understanding a very, very small group of banks really control very closely the financial assets. We actually have about six major financial corporations, maybe a couple of extra ones now, maybe up to eight, that could really control the vast majority of the finance, of the means of distribution of ideas in our country. And many ideas you just do not get expressed in this country. I do not believe that there's a real terrorist threat. I believe that basically we've gone certainly well over 12 years without any serious retaliation. I think we're financing this whole world terrorist movement. I think we always have. I think certainly what happened on September 11th was totally fraudulent. And if you don't believe that, please go to the internet and simply go to Google and type in a Building 7 come down or collapse Building 7. Watch it come down. And I think if you watch it come down a dozen times, you'll be as convinced as I am. That's a controlled demolition. And if it's a controlled demolition, then everything going on today is contrived. We're being lied to. We've sent our boys overseas to fight and bleed and suffer and die in totally contrived wars. Remember, 15 of the 19 hijackers on September 11th, 15 of them came from Saudi Arabia. They were financed from Saudi Arabia. And so we went to war. We went to war with Afghanistan. Does that make sense? Let's go to Mike calling us from Washington State. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hi, Mike, how are we doing? Mike, are you there?
My name is Ted.
I'm sorry. Somebody said you were Mike, but anyway, we'll be glad to talk to Ted. Go right ahead.
Always enjoy your show, Dr. Stan. It's like a little bit of sunshine coming through the airwaves, and even if it's dark outside, there's still the sunshine of truth from your program. I always enjoy listening to you.
Well, thank you so very much. You've made my night. I appreciate knowing that at least some people are out there listening and take seriously what we're talking about. Go right ahead, Mike. Ted.
Oh. Yeah, that's fine. I just wanted to make a quote, a comment about our glorious Fuhrer in Washington, D.C., Herr Obama. it was amazing tonight. I was listening to the public TV station, and Obama is planning on issuing a whole bunch of executive orders if Congress doesn't act on legislative proposals. Now,
That is what a dictator does. We are not a democracy. We are a republic. And the president does not have the executive power to act independently. This is only certainly for very limited use. And if he starts certainly issuing executive orders and taking control, I'm going to demand, I hope everyone will join us, in a demand for his impeachment.
Well, I agree with you totally. I'd like to read a quote from you. And it's a quote from a famous politician about 60 years ago in Germany. I'll read it. Maybe we can guess who it is. Quote, "It's the absolute right of the state to supervise the formation of public opinion," unquote. Do you know who said that, Dr. Stan?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't either Goering or Goebbels or certainly Adolf Hitler himself.
Joseph Goebbels.
Right.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. But I'm frankly, I know you're alarmed. I couldn't believe it when I saw it on the public television tonight. And all these commentators, I mean, it's a government-funded station, but people fund it too. But it's as if they're reporting on, I don't know, a fly just flew out the window. They don't seem to be alarmed about it at all. The constitutional legal implications of what Obama's proposing is preposterous.
But you must understand that Obama is doing what he's told. He's controlled by a woman named Susan Rice. Susan Rice is an Oxford graduate. She's a Rhodes Scholar, member of the Trilateral Commission, or she was when she before she was appointed United States Ambassador to the United Nations. She is the National Security Advisor to the President, and she meets with him every day and tells him what to do. Believe me, Barack Hussein Obama does nothing without her directions. And, of course, the Trilateral Commission controls Obama. We have a small little group that controls both political parties and makes mockery of the electoral process. And until people understand that, nothing makes sense.
Well, you know, I'll give it an analogy of how useful and valuable your program is, Dr. Stan. If you take a flashlight and there's a bunch of fat rats in the basement, it's all dark, you shine it on them, guess what? The rats scatter. That's what your program does. It brings the truth to people so they make intelligent decisions to safeguard our country and safeguard our democracy. And I so appreciate your program, Dr. Stan.
Well, God bless, and thanks very much. And let's quickly go to Kirk, who's calling us from Monterey. Hi, Kirk. How are we doing?
Fine. You know, back in 1966, when I was a student at San Jose State, I was in a carpool, and a fellow that rode with us occasionally was the head of the Communist Party in San Jose. And he would tell me proudly how all over the United States they had dynamite buried at key points under the power towers so that at one signal over the radio, they could black out America completely. That was in 1966, and they were prepared for it at that time.
Well, I wouldn't be at all surprised. We could certainly have that happen from the communists. We could have it from a solar flare. We could have it from an EMP attack. And basically, of course, America would be plunged back in the way that it was.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Yep. Hello.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have Kirk calling from Monterey. He says he's been studying this since 1957. He was there before I was. I didn't get started until 62. Kirk, one of these times why we'll have to get together and reminisce. I'm glad you're listening, and I hope you'll get the rest of the people over there in Monterey listening.
Oh, I do all the time in my store. I've been listening in the archives because I couldn't get a connection. I finally figured out how to do it on the internet.
Okay, fine. No, you can get us on 89.9 FM. Certainly, we do a program there 4 hours a day. You can get us certainly on KKMC at 880 AM. You can get us certainly on the internet, on satellite. You can get us on shortwave. Anyway, keep listening, and please encourage others to listen.
Oh, I do daily.
Godness. Bye-bye.
Bye
okay,
now.
Bye. Quickly, let's go to Michael calling from Santa Cruz because we're just about out of time. Michael, question or comment?
Yeah, just a quick question about your understanding of, based on that last topic, that, with interest, with the power grid going down and those kinds of things, what's your understanding of where we're at this point?
Well, I think we're just going to have to wait and see, but it is totally illogical that we have not taken the steps to preserve the power grid. Basically, I would think that the elite would be doing that. The fact that they haven't makes me think that there's some other force out there that's influencing and preventing a logical movement, a logical solution from their point of view. It would be very easy to preserve the grid. They're not doing it. The question is why.
Sounds like it's rooted in the great rebellion against God.
Maybe between man's plan in time and God's plan in eternity, there's an infinite quality of difference. God bless, Mike. Thanks for calling. And this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there and would like to join the Radio Liberty family and help us, we'd love to hear from you because we're dependent upon our listeners to maintain the stations that carry us 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. And we do have an outreach, as you can tell from the various calls that we get. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our radio programs, where you can watch our DVDs, where you can read our newsletters. We do have a section there on other information or other articles around the internet. It's up at the top, and we hope that you'll go there. We're trying to post something there every day or so, or every day, that we think is important for you to have as a source of information. And then, of course, we do hope you'll read our material there on the Georgia Guidestones, certainly on AIDS, the Untold Story, certainly on so many of the items that go just go look at what we have on the web page, a link to some of the other sites we refer to, and then, of course, we hope that you'll tell others about Radio Liberty. If you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family supporters, of course, we'd certainly love to hear from you, and certainly you can join the Radio Liberty family. You can buy the books that we have. Certainly, if you'd like to get health care products, we carry a wonderful line of health care products, which Barbara and I both use, and basically people need magnesium. We have something called immune support, which is basically a mushroom compound, beta glucans, and that will build up your immunity. You need to do that. Everybody needs to be taking large doses of vitamin D, vitamin D3, about 5,000 units a day, to build your immune system up. And the reason you get colds and flu in the winter is because you don't get sufficient vitamin D. And if you'd like a list of the healthcare products, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like, certainly, to get the copy healthcare products, you can just give us a call. We'll be glad to get that for you. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will want to get the catalog. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It's all about putting the pieces of the puzzle together. And I'll tell you what, there's a new piece that's kind of strange looking today. If you haven't heard, there's a letter that has been received by a number of news agencies, those that are considered the truth news agencies, that are pretty much